Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has been crowned the winner of the first leaders' debate by a room full of undecided voters. He and opposition leader Peter Dutton were quizzed on their policies, with cost of living a big focus.
The world has thrown a lot of challenges at Australia in the last few years.
And it has been a tough year, a tough 3 years, in fact.
That audio thanks to Sky. We head to the polls on May 3. Police still aren't sure how a 49-year-old man died inside a Maroochydore home on Monday afternoon. Grant Howard died shortly after an altercation with his 82-year-old father in DJ Street, the loud altercation drawing the attention of neighbours, with one running to assist before police arrived. Detective Senior Sergeant Robert Lowry says no weapon was involved and a post-mortem examination is expected to be conducted today.
We are completing a complete, thorough and transparent investigation to make sure we have all answers. We're speaking to people who are close to the deceased and close to the people involved in the incident.
Anyone with information is urged to come forward. A University of the Sunshine Coast innovation is one of eight initiatives to share in $94 million of joint state and federal government funding to help the Southeast become a leading innovator. The funding will help create a specialised precinct on the coast that supports the rapid design, prototyping and testing of advanced digital innovation. The five new specialist labs will use technology to hopefully address needs in priority areas like cybersecurity, AI and automated assembly to health and sustainable advances in water and energy. And a Mullaney home with unobstructed views of the Glasshouse Mountains has sold for more than $12 million, though the exact sale price hasn't been disclosed. The sale of 165 Mountain View Road, which sits on 160 acres, is thought to be $5 million more than Mullaney's previous highest sale.